A 10-year-old boy from Damascus Township, Wayne County, has been charged as an adult for the murder of a 90-year-old woman. Tristan Carrilla, the 10-year-old, told police that he held Helen Novak, the 90-year-old, down by pressing her cane on her throat and then proceeding to punch her numerous times. The autopsy was performed by Dr. Ross at Wayne Memorial Hospital. He reported that he found blunt force trauma to the neck, which is why Novak's death was ruled as a homicide. The charge of homicide can only be given to adults, which is why Carrilla was charged as an adult for the crime. Though Carrilla has been charged, there have been debates on whether the charge should be amended or moved to juvenile court. Dr. Jean O'Brien, professor of psychology at King's College, is using her knowledge of forensics to explore the case.
Well, I think it's a real tragedy. I think this little 10-year-old boy who, it sounds like a temper tantrum, killed this 90-year-old woman. It's just an awful situation. It really makes one wonder what has gone on in this little boy's life that was an option for him.
There were also questions about Martha Verbitsky, the mother of Carrilla, and how she handled the aftermath of the situation.
It also got my attention that the mom brought him directly to the police. So it made me wonder about the mother as well. And then when she got to the police and they wanted to interview him, the police followed all proper procedures in terms of saying he had a right to an attorney and the right to have his mother present. And she says, no, I'd rather you interview him by himself. And I'm thinking, what mother leaves a 10-year-old to talk to the police? Mm-hmm. And she waived his rights. Another thing that got my attention was, I understand that she needs to involve the police, but why not involve an attorney for him, and the attorney and the boy go to the police?
Overall, Dr. O'Brien believes that now is a time to act on questions that need to be answered.
So he certainly meets one of the criteria for conduct disorder. There wasn't enough here to see if he met any of the other ones. So I had no evidence that he was destroying property he had a couple of them. He has the chronic lying, the reported chronic lying, and he also had clearly the murder. Probably the most important criterion. Mm-hmm. So he really does need a psychological evaluation, more thorough than you can get from police reports. You know, someone really needs to look at his school records. Is he bullying kids at school? How does he get along in school with other kids, with his teachers? Because sometimes the person with conduct disorder might not have enough insight into their own behavior, or might be more willing to hide their behavior. So I'd really want a thorough psychological workup to see, how do you help this juvenile? Is the prison system going to be able to help him? Probably not.
On Friday, Dr. O'Brien will discuss the consequences of leaving a 10-year-old boy in the adult correctional system. For WRKC News at 5, I'm Amber Mitchell.